brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Aw, I was waiting for you to do the all right, because your all right is better than my all right. All right.
Yeah, you've got it. I'm engineering.
Welcome to the Wine Cellar. Thanks for hanging out with us. We have some news. We have some comments. I don't think we have any personal journal updates. I'm sick. I've been sick all week. That's why I haven't. We haven't been doing any Facebook Lives or anything, because I look like the Crypt Keeper. I sound like Ursula, but y'all just gonna deal with it because you love us. And we are behind, my friends. We are behind on good cop stories, which means that we're gonna talk about police, because, you know, police are awesome and stuff. I think I see Michael Wright in the chat room. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hopefully that says my favorite Negro couple. I think that's your tagline at this point.
It says, what's up, black people?
What's up, black people? Wakanda about to be what's up in a week or so, I think. Right? Everybody's going to see Black Panther, as far as I know. It's going to be awesome.
It drops on a fucking Thursday.
Oh, we go Friday. Or Saturday. I mean, because it's open. It's all about opening weekend, right? We can go anytime over the weekend and, you know, still get it in and get it covered. Yeah, I'm excited. Mostly, I'm just excited because it's going to piss off a bunch of white people, and that amuses me. So anytime the racists are upset, I feel like I'm doing the right thing. All right, so I have the headlines. We will see what we can actually get to in depth. If we get through everything, we have some comedy stories, but in the meantime, headlines, another woman says a former Louisville police officer raped her. She's the fourth. A fourth woman has filed a lawsuit against a former Louisville police officer, accusing him of raping her in his cop car while in uniform. Hashtag good cops. On Saturday, Aditya Sastry, Joey Velez, and Tom Krajnak were in Seattle, Washington, minding their own business as they lined up to get a pizza when they became the target of a woman's racist rant. According to Sastry, who filmed and later posted the video footage of the altercation on Facebook, the unidentified woman was already in the middle of verbally assaulting other locals when she chose to zero in on this group of friends. What she says may surprise you. Or will it? The Daily Mail reports a white woman in London was yelling at a Pakistan postal worker. She claims the postal worker was laughing at her and screamed, "What woman would want to look at that?" Okay. "Make sure you post my card or else I'll come back and get a refat, you packy cunt." Okay. Paki is a term for Pakistani, a British slur against people of Pakistani or presumed Indian nationality. The woman then continued yelling at the mail carrier, "Go back to your own country. You're not wanted here, you fat motherfucker." I mean, it's good to include body shaming in your racism. You should really encompass the whole gamut of things, really. A former JSO officer reaches plea deal in child sex trafficking case. The former officer with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is accused of paying a woman in Texas for pornography that included the woman's child. They have pled guilty, according to documents from the U.S. Attorney's Office. The plea agreement shows that Michael Eugene Williams, age 60, has been doing this for decades, admitted to one of the 8 charges he faces. Williams pleaded guilty to a sex trafficking of a child, which is a mandatory sentence of at least 15 years in prison. Hashtag good cops. A former NYPD lieutenant is accused of raping and sexually assaulting 2 underage girls he knew, is now headed for trial in April. Judge Williams Dave Prospo said an April 4th hearing for the start of jury selection for Nicholas McAteer, age 46, of Greenwood Lake, who faces an 82-count indictment in Orange County Court. He was arrested in August and indicted in October of 2017. And finally, this teenager accused 2 on-duty cops of rape. She had no idea the law might protect them. When Anna said she was raped by 2 on-duty cops, she thought that it would be a simple case. She had no idea that she lived in one of the 35 out of 50 states where officers can claim a detainee consented to sexual contact. Huh. All right, then. Again, hashtag good cops. We love cops here. We have the best cop stories. You know. Nah. Oh, and Jamal is making his cameo. I made a tweet and said, we're about to do a Facebook Live. You might see the cats make a cameo. And here we are with the cats making a cameo. Because, you know, they love the attention.
Yes. Keep the show going. I got to get the vinegar.
Okay. I'm going to do that. I'm also going to quickly scroll by newsfeed on Twitter, which if you're not following me on Twitter, you should. A lot of shit happens as far as news, fun stuff, comments, mocking trolls in the alt-right. You should definitely hang out with us there at Uppity Negris, 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's. Someone, I believe it was our friend Theo, who is a newer friend of the Wine Cellar, sent me an article from Blavity that says man offered 3 girls candy, and I got to this point and I was like, oh my god, he's gonna try to kidnap them and rape them and kill them. But no, he offered girls candy and then gave them a talk about Nazis and how Hitler wasn't all bad and how you should never marry outside your race. What the fuck is happening? Like, I have so many questions about this story. But yeah, so a 59-year-old man was arrested for approaching 3 teenage girls at a Chicago candy store, giving them a talk about Nazism and warning them against interracial marriage, according to CBS Chicago. The man approached the girls, who were between the ages of 12 and 14, to discuss Adolf Hitler, Nazis, and not marrying outside your race, and he told them additionally to study independent history because Adolf Hitler was not actually an evil person. Who the fuck knew that Adolf Hitler was not actually a bad person? Then things got especially creepy, said the girls, when he offered them candy. The girls refused, took his picture, and showed it to their parents. The parents then alerted police, and police recognized the man. Apparently he has a habit of doing janky-ass shit. Recognized the man and arrested him on 3 misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct. The man admitted to approaching the girls, but said he did not see anything wrong with what he did, nor did he believe it to be strange or unlawful. Who the fuck just goes up to strangers and says, don't date outside your race, and Hitler was awesome? Who the fuck does that? Thankfully, the girls were not hurt in any way, and the man did not make any physical contact with them. I have nothing but high praise for these girls who had the common sense to use their cell phones and take a picture of the individual who was bothering them, says Weitzel, a spokesperson for Chicago Police. No one's ever come up to you and told you Hitler was awesome and date within your own race?
No, implied but not said directly. But I mean, there'd be no candy involved. There would be no candy. But I wouldn't mind telling, like, young black boys, you better stay away from the white girls, boy. You better...
You know what? Honestly, I think that's a thing. And I think that we should maybe...
Fuck it. No. Fuck it. All right. There's going to be cats fucking in the background of the show. And there might be a screech.
You know, somebody made an entire, like porn thing about that. Where they just, like, were watching, you know, the independent performers who were, you know, in their own bedrooms or living rooms or kitchens or whatever. And every time their cats would come by, they would clip it out. And it was just, like, a 45-minute loop of, like, independent amateur porn performers and their cats walking in the room. And every time the cat would walk in, they would just cut to, like, a new video with new performers. Somebody do that for, like, Facebook Live shows? Just cats walking in the room doing stuff?
Yeah, well, it's because one cat's pregnant, so obviously in heat is over, but the other cat is a fucking man. Fuck it. Alright, a whole bunch of these goddamn good cops. Great cops, outstanding, normal, just like every other cop.
Wait, what did Michael Wright say in the chat room? Also, y'all, I apologize in advance because I'm fucking, like, sneezing and coughing and hacking and just a wide range of mucus and bodily noises, and it is what the fuck it is. We're gonna work through it together, me and you. We got this.
Who shitted in that man's brain?
I don't know, nigga. Hitler, I mean, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say all that shit, but yeah, I wouldn't. Like, if I lived in a black neighborhood and, like, I'm just sitting on a park bench, group of black boys walk by, just like, hey, stay away from white girls. I'd say it. I would. Yeah. There wouldn't be a whole bunch of extra shit.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, and Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court is awesome. I wouldn't be adding in things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but I do think that is a valid conversation to have because a lot of people are like, oh, but we're post-racial or these white people are really my friends. And it's like, are they really your friends or are they just here? You know, like, look at fucking, what's her, tomato lasagna? I don't even remember that, her real name anymore. That blonde chick from The Blaze, who's like a young version of Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, just another attack blonde.
Yeah, whatever. Nazi Barbie. Tammy, whatever. Lawrence, Lauren, Lorenzi, whatever the fuck her name. Whatever. Tiffany. So she went on a whole thing about, I can't be racist because I've fucked black men before. Dude, you're literally memed over Nazi Barbie. Like, so yeah, just because they're around black people doesn't make them not racist. Let's be real about that.
Yeah, and I bet you the fucking Negro bed bucks, right? Yes. The fucking buck dancing butt boys. Buck dancing butt. All right, figure that one out. Whoever these guys are, if they actually exist, they're probably not even like, hey, don't fucking put me in there like that. Because that's that shit between, like if it was a white man saying, hey, you know, like the fucking, the racist clown from, like, when you first came on the show, and he was like, hey, I'm not racist, you know, I fucked two black chicks this year.
Yeah.
Like, those black women are probably embarrassed about that guy.
Right.
But if it was black men to a white woman, I doubt there's the embarrassment.
But you know what, though? Something that I've noticed with people who do that, they never fucking, like, link or say who it was that they were with. So, like, I can't even verify that you had sex with two black women because those two black women didn't come forward and you don't remember their names. So, never happened as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Shit.
Thank fuck they don't. I don't want those fucking black people to get put out there like
right.
that.
And I think a lot of them are honestly just lying. Or the ones that do, it's literally an intentional, like, fetishizing, disgusting one-night stance. But, like, I'm intentionally not going to remember your name on purpose to, you know, do that. And I, because, you know, white people are really shitty a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If black men could let go of fucking white lady trophyism, it'd
Sophia,
be great.
Sophia, we see you. Los vemos.
Over there. Right? I don't have all my mimosa ingredients. What the hell else is going on here? There's some,
Yes.
There's a bunch of shit. I don't want to get to one of the video clips yet. I'll do one more, then I'll get to a dat gum vidya.
Okay.
All right. Oh, wait, this is the wrong thing. I'm in the fucking Black Podcast Hub group.
Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to be there, my friend. You're not supposed to be there.
Where that nigga threw a fit at me.
He was so upset. Yeah, niggas is so sensitive.
Somebody that was, and it sounds fucking like bragging, right? But clearly we monetized the podcast and it's going well. Yes. And when a nigga keeps badgering me because I'm not impressed with, how fast podcasts are growing, which I just don't see it, mm-hmm. right? And it might be because I work so many hours. I don't fucking see it. I don't think podcasts are really huge.
Well, I think that, like, saying podcasts are growing is almost, like, disingenuous in a way, because just because you have a podcast doesn't mean your shit is growing, because it's, like, a very, like, honestly, it's a very specific, like, niche thing. Like, there are people who only listen to Black media, and those are not going to grow as fast as people who are like, you know, listening to like cutesy white kids who are podcasting with dad, you know, or the fucking true crime podcast or the serial podcast, you know, and not all of those grow at the same rate. And that's like the same thing to say, like, you know, news media is growing. And it's like, but there's a difference between real hard hitting, you know, like fucking Greg Palast versus the Today Show. They're both news, but I guarantee they are not growing at the same rate, you know?
Yeah. And I just, at some point I just had to say, because it was on that fucking, if you don't think it's so great, then why are you doing it? And I was just like, fuck it, because I make enough money at it that my wife can quit her job in June.
Right.
Yeah, like, and I hate answering a question like that, because that's like, on some level, that's like some classist asshole shit.
Right.
But it's like, you're pissing me off, son. But well, not pissing me off, but you're corny.
Well, I mean, that's also a conversation to have, too, though. Yeah, the cats are fucking. Because a lot of people who do podcasts, like, it's a side thing for fun. And, like, for this is our job.
Yeah.
Like, it's a job. Like, I made a show notes thread, you made a show notes thread, and then more show prep still happened because it's a job. It's not just like, I have a microphone, let's just like do some shit and see what happens.
Yeah, and also it's like, and I've riffed about this before, I've been doing this, right? Like when I was in high school and I got a karaoke machine, I did no karaokeing with it. Mm-hmm. I would basically record what essentially you would call a podcast now. There'd be songs, there'd be skits, there'd be riffing, there'd be like little drops where I did like some like falsetto singing. Mm-hmm. And then I would make copies and I would sell them shits in school for $5 a cassette tape. And then it moved on to CDs and making albums and then putting content up on soundclick.com and monetizing that content via PayPal. And then now I'm just putting content up and making it accessible through a RSS feed. I've been a content creator since I was 14 years old in 1998. All right, which shortly before I turned 15. So like fucking, so like these niggas that just found out a podcast existed in fucking 2010 or 9. Like, I mean, welcome to it. You're fucking late. I've been doing this.
Right. You said you didn't want to do video clips yet. Do you want something funny?
No, shit, yeah.
I have funny stories. And this time it's actually legitimately funny. I know sometimes I say I have happy news and it's horrible news.
You keep trying to hand me your device.
I do keep trying to hand you my device because, well, you're you and I'm me. And one of us is more charismatic than the other.
I just got to say, I'm looking at the images in here. He drinks what I drink.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He has 3 different bottles of Martell and a Crown Royal.
Yes.
Right? The Crown Royal's just to give it some attitude. Mm-hmm. I've done that. I've mixed them up a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, like fucking put mostly cognac in there. And just a drop of Maker's Mark just to spice it up.
Spice up. Spicy.
Yeah, kind of burn your nipples a little bit.
That's like spicy mayonnaise for white people.
Does that really exist?
Yeah, I think somebody actually like I don't remember what brand legit made it. Was like mayonnaise with sriracha.
I don't know what sriracha is.
Sriracha is hot sauce. I mean, not exactly like Tabasco, but you know, like a Tabasco-esque product. So yeah, they made a mayonnaise sriracha. That's a thing. Theo, I see you. You're too far away. I can't actually see what you said, but I see your avatar.
This individual, who's that? Theo Loco said, just found out that podcast exists through Phoenix, and I'm really, really late. And, yeah, and the one we're talking about is, like, other cats that, that create content that are just, they're new to it.
I also feel like a lot of black people aren't really into podcasts yet. Like, I think it maybe might pick up later, but I don't...
Well, that's what my post was about in that group, was that it's the word podcast.
Right. Like,
it's the colloquialism has not hit everybody, and also everyone doesn't care about your RSS feed. Like, one thing you gotta know is, like, internet radio shows existed before the word podcast, mm-hmm. and before the existence of the Real Simple Syndication feed, which is the longhand for RSS.
Right.
All right, like, Cenk Unger was doing an internet radio show in the fucking late 90s.
Yeah.
Like, it's just way before that.
And I think that that's a better way to introduce, which I made a comment that nobody responded to in that thread. And I said, I've had better luck getting people to click on the podcast by saying it's a radio show or an entertainment show, or it's a news and politics show. You know,
yeah.
We're here to entertain you, as opposed to saying it's a podcast. Because a lot of people are like, it's a podcast, I'm tuning out. Because they assume it's going to be something boring, but it's like, it can basically be the same amount of entertainment as your YouTube shows that you watch, right?
Yeah.
Or any other sort of internet shows that you watch. So, yeah.
But. Yeah, and too many, basically everybody can make a fucking podcast. Ooh. So, yeah, a bunch of them fucking suck. It's just like when there was MySpace. And,
yes.
And before MySpace, if you found a rapper that was based on the internet, they were most likely gonna be dope.
Mm-hmm.
Then MySpace was like, all y'all niggas can be rappers.
Yeah.
And then suddenly the internet rapper became a thing that fucking sucked.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this shit. All right, so this story right here, and we're taking it down to Tech Sass. Oh, and he's an inmate. That's outstanding.
He's an escaped inmate.
Oh. All right, let's see where this goes. This is posted by Bradford Betts. That's his name.
Wow. That's a name, my friend. That's a name.
His first name is Bradford. All right, Bradford Betts for Fox News. He posted this. An inmate who escaped from a federal prison in southeast Texas was arrested Wednesday while allegedly trying to sneak back in with snacks, alcohol, tobacco, and cooked food. A hot meal. So he thought that he could get in there that fast that the food would still be hot. My man, all mm-hmm. right, and cooked
food. It's like
food.
A pizza delivery man, 30 minutes or less.
The fuck kind of, that's a pizza, a golden retriever of the pizza delivery fucker. this was reported by the Dallas Morning News. So, they were on the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and they said in a statement that they had been tipped off that inmates had been sneaking out of the prison complex and re-entering with contraband. This individual, what up?
Which I just, how lax is your security that a bunch of niggas is leaping and getting back in? Because, like, this is obviously a multiple time offense or a multiply reoccurring thing. Like,
it's what happens when folks don't want to pay taxes.
And it's a federal prison. You would think that they would have the most security, prison guards. Cameras, barbed wire, I don't know, what the fuck, I don't know what's happening.
At some point, they're just gonna stop coming back.
I mean, like, that's the thing, I would never fucking come back, are you shitting me? If I could leave, fuck you, nigga.
Are the guards even doing a head count? Like, you probably really don't have to come back.
You know what, someone did an article about that for Cook County, which is out here in Chicago, that's the Chicago County Jail. The day after the Super Bowl, like 2 years ago, 60% of the staff called off.
Fuck it.
Like, yeah.
We can't work because
we're having fun. So yeah, I do wonder about that.
All right, let's take a look over here. And taking a look at Sophia Loco said he's trying to help dudes out. Theo Loco said minimum security facilities.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it is a white man, so he might be in minimum security.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's take a look here. So his name is Joshua Randall Hansen, a 25-year-old individual, was spotted by sheriff's deputies and U.S. marshals running out the back of a federal prison in Beaumont on a Wednesday evening.
Wait, he's just running. They saw him run out?
He's running. Bye, guys.
That's a hashtag white privilege moment. They see you running out of prison and don't shoot you. Okay.
And then throw a taser on your body. Nothing.
Whew.
Fucking, all right. So he's running out, Mr. Hansen, Joshua Randall, picked up a large duffel bag that a vehicle had dropped off at a private property adjacent to the prison, authorities said. The deputies said they arrested Hansen as he was trying to re-enter the prison. The duffel bag contained 3 bottles of Martell brandy, a bottle of Crown Royal whiskey, multiple bags of, Buglar tobacco, salty snacks, fruit, and some home-cooked foods like barbecue, sausage, and fried chicken. This white man could not wait to get his fried chicken.
I'm just amused by the fact that he got arrested in prison. Like, how you be an inmate and get arrested in prison?
Same way you get fired on your day off.
Shit, Craig.
The fuck you stealing boxes for? Oh, man, that was the whole damn story.
Yeah, that was the whole story.
That's that shit. I wish we were much better at doing follow-up on this show. I want to know what else goes on. I want to know what goes on with his life in general. Mm-hmm. He has on Nikes. Like, there's a lot
of... And he was in there for a drug charge, too, I do believe.
Oh, I bet he didn't have 83 bricks like the last story.
Ooh, 27-month sentence for drug-related charges. But also, 27 months, that's only like 2 years. You couldn't go 2 years without fried chicken and Martell?
Well, I mean, he's probably selling it for prison currency. I guess it's a barter system. I don't know how that works.
But even still, like, 2 years does not seem worth the risk of fucking that up to break out. Steal shit and break back in and sell it. You was only there for 2 years.
He's a white man and got himself in prison. He's not much of a decision maker.
There is something to be said about that.
Yeah, again, man, I think I also said that on the last episode, man. Like, fucking, like, sometimes I just look at a white man and I'm just like, what did you do? Like, this is not victim blaming. This is legitimate questioning. How come you're not the boss somewhere, competent or not? Look at your president. It doesn't matter. All right? Yes. Like, cut the shit, you shit cutter. Mm-hmm. Sophia Local said 2 years without fried chicken is torture. Ma'am.
I mean, I'm going to have like a fried chicken Friday, you know, like once a month.
And Theo Local said, I'm right. It is currency. See? See? I guess.
Don't encourage him, Theo.
I'm talking that shit like I knew. I didn't know.
Don't encourage him, Theo.
All right. Let's see. Get to a little Becky Lives Matter of video viewing.
Whew. That'll be fun.
And again, like, we don't have the finest video viewing materials, but fucking, as the wine cellar pushes on forward, we goddamn will. Especially, I think, like, by midway through this summer, we should, but we gotta move first in June.
Yeah.
All right, so fucking, okay, you're not, the one in Seattle, let's go to the one in Seattle. All
right.
You're not white enough. I like that sentence. All right, so these fucking fuckers, they're up in Seattle. Ooh, excuse me, Miss Ma'am.
No.
And can you pull up the link from the show notes group? It's in the headlines, most likely.
Okay.
All right.
It is in the headlines because I put it there.
Want me to walk around because someone just fucking threw a fucking beer in my face.
All right, so she's saying you just want me to walk around because someone just threw a beer in my face. But you know what she's not saying is, you non-white person threw a beer in my face. Just right. Someone. But I'm going to take it out on you because brown.
Yes.
Breaking brown.
And this is on metro.co.uk.
Metro.co.uk.
Yes.
All right, let's see where they're going with this.
This fucking told me to walk. Who are? Where are you from? Where are you from? You're not white. Where the fuck?
So where are you from? You're not white. No, he's not. He's not white.
From. Where are you from?
Damn, also, that's anger.
That is anger. I'd also point out, like, I don't know how well y'all can see the video. Her hair looks dry. Her face looks dry. And she said somebody threw a beer at her, but I see no beer dripping off her person in any capacity.
Anytime any white woman claims something happened to her, it's always true. All right? If a white woman says she's black, it's true.
Okay, Rose McGowan.
Or the actual one.
Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, goddamn. No, that name's going down in history.
Woo!
Exactly, bitch. Show me some. Oh, wait, no, he's from here. You're white. But he's not saying shit. You're not white, bitch.
Why is she flexing so hard? You're not white, bitch.
So angry.
Like I said, video just got blurry. Yeah, it is. It looks like someone is holding their smart device at their hip and like pointing it upward. We've covered a lot of these Becky Lives Matter stories. And like, if you point your camera, like you hold it up and you let a Becky know that like you're recording her bullshit. White women are very well aware of the benevolent sexism they receive for how they have been perceived in patriarchy by white men, and they don't want to be on camera being who and what they actually are.
Right.
Which is what is it, Melissa? The Elon?
Emily.
Yeah, they don't. Emily. Becky's don't want to be proven to be Emily's.
I mean, here's the whole thing. My entire thing about white women is like, overwhelmingly though, y'all will marry a white man who goes out and lynches black people. Y'all will bake a apple pie for the sheriff of your local police department who murders unarmed black people. So, miss me with the benevolent sexism shit. Like, you are an active part of it. You will lay down with that man and raise children with that man to be as violent towards black people as he is.
Yeah, like overwhelmingly. Like Hillary Clinton. Like, she knew she was married to a rapist all those years, but it was politically expedient. And now, that's why you hold your camera by your hip.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they know you're recording them, they're gonna try to fucking grab it out of your hand. Like, they're gonna try fucking hard. You're gonna see the real, actual fucking we can do it strength.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Welcome to
Oh my god, that hurt my soul. Oh.
Cat cameo. Bitch, I turn the fuck around now, look at me, bitch. Back and hop in it. Look at the fuck where you fucking country, your lap. Where are you fucking from, bitch? India? Oh, I'm sorry. The terrorist country? I'm sorry.
Oh, apparently he's from the terrorist country,
which,
and she's sorry.
I think is something that is also important to discuss, because people are like, we need immigrants of, you know, all backgrounds, and just because you want the best immigrants, it doesn't mean you're racist. White people are on code. I know I sound like fucking dusty. I know what I sound like. I know. But no, I think that's a legit thing, is that, you know, people pretend like, you know, it's not a racist thing, but at the end of the day, it comes down to, you're not white enough to be here. Even though you're not a Norwegian immigrant, you're not a Swedish immigrant, you're a brown immigrant, and you're not white enough to deserve to be here. At the end of the day, that's the real thing.
See, and if on a global scale, we could just be like, you're not brown enough to be here, and then kill them, and keep killing them until the ones remaining say, we should get the fuck out of here.
Let's go back to Europe.
And then all the people who are not white in Europe, hey, you want to come back? I mean, as long as you're not on no fucking coon shit. If you're on some coon shit or you're a Malinche, you stay. Enjoy being alone with all the white people left in the world.
Oh, I think I see Tally and Fallon.
Oh, there's Fallon up in the joint. Yes. Tally Loco said this, nigga.
Yes.
That's how Tally talks. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly how Tally talks.
Yeah, job interviews and everything.
Actually, Tally probably sounds like the brat.
Really? Jolie?
Probably. Well,
I'm about to shout out nigga cities.
Tally from Chicago, but, you know, like from the back in the day accent, Juliet sounded a lot like Chicago, so I think Tally is of the age range to sound like the brat. That's how you sound in my head, Tally.
Nah, Tally sounds like Ice Cube.
What? Why does everything have to be West Coast with you? Not everybody is West Coast.
Bias. Bias are good.
This nigga.
Here's Becky.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's it. Now they just have their camera on talking to each other. Yeah, so that's a white woman just yelling at brown people. And keep in mind, what sparked it? The fact that she has no liquid on her, but claims someone threw a beer on her. White women making claims is where it always starts.
And of course, I just want to throw out my disclaimer that I've constantly been throwing out since the era of Trump. This is not Trump's America. This is what America always was. Brown people were always discriminated against. Brown people were always harassed. Brown and black people have always been victims of racism and oppression. This isn't something that Trump created. This is just something that he has further enabled because centrist Democrats are kind of okay with the same bullshit.
Well, and also look at the time. Like, we have the World Wide Webber nets in our fucking pockets.
Right.
So we can all see the shit more. Before, like, you had to really hear, like hear a comedian like Richard Pryor talk about a cop choking him. Mm-hmm. Or listen to gangster rap albums.
Right.
And notice that, from Texas to California to New York to New Jersey, they're all saying the same things about police.
Right.
There's a connection here. And that's why Eric Sermon of EPMD called rap in the 90s the nigga news.
Yep.
You know, and he said that during the 90s on the Rhyme and Reason documentary. I think it's available in 8 parts on YouTube.
Or shit, even fucking watching Rodney King.
Yeah.
What was that, like 92?
Yeah, that was 92. And then a few months after that, Dr. Dre's Chronic album came out, and they had a song about the uprising, and they called it The Day the Niggas Took Over.
Yes.
And it's a pretty fun record. And that's the original. If anybody remembers this little audio drop from the early 90s to mid 90s, that block blom, blom to them fall, that's Snoop Dogg doing his version of a Jamaican accent back in late 92, early 93. So he was always on that Snoop Lion shit for people who just aren't real hip hop heads.
Yes.
All right. There's more stuff, more things, more whatnot, more what have you, this, that, and or the other. Wine Cellar Media.
There's always more stuff and more things. Always, always, always.
Fuck did I just click?
What, I don't know. What did you just click?
All right, what do you hear? You got some good stuff.
It's not anything fun, but it is something worth noting. Homeless men are being gunned down on the streets of Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my bad, just taking a look. And Fallon said also the folks that Spike Lee dedicated his early films to.
Mm-hmm.
Theo Loco said, error loading. Is the video going down? You try I almost said try to reload your page, but if I'm saying that, you're probably not
hearing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like there's no access. We have it up on the iPad so that we're monitoring it, so we still see the video playing. So yeah, there, you might want to reload. Someone hit up Theo and tell him to reload the page.
Also, Facebook is kind of like shitty about that too. If you don't have all the Facebook updates, they'll cut your shit mid-video and not let you view it as well, because they like to force you into updates for their apps and bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, again, not fun, but this is one of those important-to-know stories. James Edgar Lewis is sleeping under a Las Vegas freeway when a dark-colored SUV passes by. Seconds later, a man wearing a dark top emerges from the vehicle and shoots Lewis twice in the head before fleeing. There is no struggle, no fight. It appears that Lewis never even wakes up. This is basically an execution, says Lieutenant Dan McGrath of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police. Lewis's death Friday has Las Vegas police looking for clues that may link the fatal attack to the shooting of another homeless man less than 10 minutes away and only 4 days earlier. On January 29th, Brian Clegg was also shot and killed while sleeping in front of a business on a busy street. There is definitely a possibility these two incidents are related, says the Las Vegas spokeswoman, not spokespeople, Lauren Meltzer. A homeless person was sleeping when a person shot them. Police released the video showing Lewis's, quote, cold-blooded killing on their Facebook page, urging anyone with information to come forward. The video is graphic and does come with a warning. Meanwhile, Meltzer says police are canvassing the areas surrounding the shooting and asking residents for home surveillance cameras for footage of a dark-colored SUV or a male in a dark hoodie, which is what the suspect was wearing when he shot Clegg. So that's just a sort of for your information thing, because the last time the wine cellar covered something like this, it turned out to be a serial killer in Florida. So, be careful if you're in Las Vegas, please.
We cover everything bad.
We do cover everything. Somebody needs to cover everything bad. If nobody ever covers anything bad, you never know what the fuck is happening.
In the archive chat space, Sophia Loco said, well, I do trust cops to know an execution when they see one.
There it is.
That is outstanding.
Yes.
All right. Dat gum it with the dat gum, this, that, and the other.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, we made it to the Wednesday thread.
What the fuck is this?
I told you Wednesday is joke day. I found jokes, man. I have the best jokes, my friend. I have the biggest jokes.
All right, how do I introduce this one? The goddess of irony thinks that gravity is more than a theory. That's how you enter this. All right, so an experienced hunter. All right, so a white man who's been shooting stuff for a while. Because that's what these people that call hunting, that's what you're doing. You're shooting. All right. Even if what you kill you eat, then you're just an eccentric grocery shopper. You're not a hunter. Okay? Like fucking packs of wolves hunt. Tigers, lions, what? Bears probably just scare the shit out of whatever they're stalking and it freezes up and they eat it. Like, but fucking these things hunt. Humans don't hunt.
What?
Humans take aim and shoot. I don't respect the projectile weapon method of hunting.
What about bow hunting?
That ain't hunting.
Ugh.
That's shooting.
Whatever.
Stalk it, jump on it, kill it with your bare hands.
We don't have claws.
Then it looks like you have to shoot it.
Yeah.
Eccentric grocery shopper.
Yes, I will be an eccentric grocery shopper. Do you know how fucking good venison tastes? Jesus Christ.
No, I don't.
It's still... Actually,
you put barbecue sauce on it.
Actually, you do, because you've had it before.
Yeah, but barbecue sauce. Be fine. Alright, so I'm an experienced shooter in Maryland. Wound up in the hospital on Thursday... After a recently shot Canada goose fell out of the sky and landed on his head. How does that happen? You just killed it. You're not watching it fall. You're just like, that's getting mighty close.
All I have in my head is like LeFou from the animated Beauty and the Beast when Gaston shoots a goose or a duck or whatever and LeFou tries to catch it in the bag and it just falls next to him. Oh. He tried, bless his heart.
And that new Beauty and the Beast, if you haven't seen that, that's the shit.
It's awesome.
The gay LeFou character is played really fucking well. An outstanding job. Fallon Loco said, has Phoenix been drinking tea? I'm sick too, and there's some new bug going around apparently. I find lemon and green tea smooth, soothing. What, you've been drinking the tea?
I have been drinking tea with brandy and honey. So, I mean, we talked about this a couple episodes ago, just to reiterate. They do our flu vaccines and eggs are not the best way to do a flu vaccine. And they only do, like, 3 or 4 strains. So if the strain that hits this year is not one that's in the vaccine, you're kind of fucked. And the strain that is hitting this year is not one that was actually in the vaccine. Because there's, you know, tons of strains of flu virus and it's not one of the three that they actually vaccinated for. So I'm just trying to work through it. And tea and honey and brandy and sleep and pillows and coughing and sneezing everywhere. It's awesome and amazing. Join me on this journey.
Yeah. I have a different method. I don't get sick.
Shut the fuck up.
And it really is. It's a privilege thing. And I have no idea what the fuck it is. I don't know if I have ridiculous white blood cells or what. I have no idea. But,
you're kidding, right?
I've only been... I know the slave breeding thing, but, like,
I mean, that, but also... doesn't your father have, like, obscenely resilient white blood cells?
Yeah, my biological father has been a carrier of AIDS since 1985, and he hasn't died from it. Or, like, from anything, like, complications.
Right.
Because what AIDS does is it lets other shit kill you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, like, it could be in the bloodline, but clearly from his side, not my mother's side, because he gave it to her in 85, and she fucking died in 93. October 15th, somewhere around 9 p.m., West Coast time. All right, so fucking, yeah, so it could be that, but, like, that right there is where I use words like privilege, because that is an unearned advantage that I have over folks. Like, even, like, when I first landed here in Illinois, like, Phoenix was sick then, and like I licked her face and I was like, watch, and I won't get sick.
You didn't.
Nope.
You didn't.
Not gonna happen. Like, it just I don't really know why. And I think, you know what? If there's some fucking some scientist doctor motherfuckers that wanna give me $50,000, I'll let you test for a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pull out a couple of blood samples, do what you gotta do, try to figure out why I'm better than you.
Which was also fun, because, you know, like, when I, especially because I have the deviated septum, so I always have tons of just snot everywhere, quite frankly. And so I always have these, like, you know, like, used Kleenexes, because I'm always sneezing and coughing. And you were like, oh, this is gross, get this away. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna get him sick. And then I finally realized, like, he's not worried about getting sick, it's just gross because it's mucus in a napkin.
Yeah, I touched some of it one time, and I was like, oh, yeah. Especially, like, because it's cold now, so it's been there, so it's just cold goo on my finger.
It is cold goo. But yeah, you don't get sick. Which, if anybody would have gotten you sick by now, it's me, because I am pretty constantly sick. Like, I have a sinus infection right now. I just got over the flu. I have a cold. I have a sinus infection. I have an ear infection. I'm sitting next to you. I'm hugging up on you.
Yeah.
We're sharing a bed. You stay healthy, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't feel like it. It's inconvenient, so I don't feel like doing
it. It is indeed an inconvenience, you asshole.
I have. In 1992 and in 1999, I got sick those 2 years, a week each time, and I found it to be rather inconvenient. And one of the girls, she's an adult grown woman now, but when we were teenagers, she was a girl, and and when I was sick in 1999, her and the other homegirl had bought me my homework from school. Know who your real fucking friends are. And and recently she had liked one of my Facebook posts, and I was like, holy shit, nigga, you still around?
Nice.
Motherfucker. I think she went to a HBCU.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
All right, let's see what in the holy heck darn else is going on. Oh, damn, we never really got to this. Yeah, wait, so a goose fell on this nigga's head.
Yes.
Because he doesn't pay attention to shit after he shoots it from the fucking sky. This genius.
Arrogance.
He had been out shooting geese with three friends near the Miles River in Easton, Maryland around 5 in the p.m. when someone in that group shot... Okay, so someone else did it, not him. Someone shot and killed the bird. All right, Melheimer was seriously injured in the incident. Officials reported he was in stable condition and recovering in a stock trauma unit in Baltimore as of Friday night. These birds weigh anywhere from 10 to probably 14 pounds, which is from Candy Thompson, a spokeswoman for the Maryland Natural Resources Police. Is that really... You really need to bring out the spokesperson. Like, somebody... A goose fell on his head. Get the spokesperson.
Well, I think that, Robin, I believe, who I think is, on both of our friends' account and Facebook, mentioned that they were shooting Canadian geese in particular, and, they were sort of surprised by that because most people don't eat Canadian geese. Hmm. So maybe, like, it was, like, a spiteful just shoot the geese to shoot the geese, and then that made it extra funny that one fell on someone's head. So that might be also why they brought out a spokesperson to try to be like, we don't actually know why they were shooting Canadian geese, because no one eats those.
And the Canadian geese finally left the area where we live. They were here for a while.
Narrator voice. They didn't actually leave.
They're still fucking here?
They're still here.
So they're just going to stay here.
Yeah. Like, and you don't see it because of the hours that you're at work. But if you were, like, the stretch that we take you to, that goes to work, that's like that abandoned cornfield, like, by the new speedway.
Yeah.
They're there at, like, 2 p.m.
So there's still gaggles of geese out here. So we literally have a new...
Yeah, we have, like a new species, basically, in our ecosystem.
That's going to change the ecosystem. Yeah.
Yeah.
We think the same.
We do. Yeah. So, and then, of course, I wonder if that's why we've been seeing so many coyotes lately, too, because new thing to eat, if you can catch it.
Yeah, I told you that while we were driving to work. I was like, I think I just saw, like, 3 fucking coyotes just run across the street.
I've seen, like, 3 coyotes on separate occasions this last week. So I honestly wonder if that has something to do with it, is that a new species has entered.
Oh, fuck. Well, the coyotes are feeling it. They're like, man, if we can catch these motherfuckers, that's good eating.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, the spokeswoman said they're 10 to 14 pounds a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good eating, man.
And straight fat at that.
Woo. So that's going to affect the coyotes' diet. What if the coyotes usually eat more lean? I don't know what they eat.
Okay, but what if the coyotes start multiplying because they now have a bigger food source? Because they don't just have to catch, like, rodents and shit anymore, or, like, sick baby deer. They can now just fucking hunt the geese.
Oh, that means no more of that fucking that drunk walk to McDonald's for you at 9:30 p.m. anymore. That's what that means.
The coyotes aren't gonna be here. There's too many lights and too many cars.
That could also be another change. They might be here. A change is a coming.
Woo.
Changes are coming.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
We're gonna
to
shoot
see.
A white man in the face with his own damn gun.
Wow.
We got goose head ass. Can I call somebody that?
Y'all still want a goose head ass.
Tally Loco in the comment section said goose head ass.
Yes, you can absolutely call someone that.
More geese, more coyotes, and then the roadrunners. That would be fucking fantastic. Roadrunners will disappoint you.
Funny story.
Yes.
The local community college, their mascot is a chaparral, which is a roadrunner.
Their mascot's a roadrunner? Did they make it like the cartoon or like what the actual bird looks like?
I mean, I think it's an outline of the actual bird, which also looks like an outline of the cartoon.
Yeah. My fucking high school was Lincoln Park High School, and the mascot was fucking Abraham Lincoln's head.
That's a horrible mascot. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. We got stuff, we got things, whatnot, what have you. Yeah, but that's a wee bit amuse.
Yeah. I mean, we can't just give people straight up bad news all the time.
What the fuck is this? Okay, I have a whole bunch of bad news in the public show notes, but I'm not skipping these stories.
Oh. You like my Wednesday thread, do ya?
What is this? All right, so, You just gotta get into it. I always try to find ways to lean into these stories properly. A naked driver crashed into a daycare center, hit a tree, rolled her car, and then had to be subdued by police with a stun gun. That's a lot of things happened in that sentence. So first off, this person has decided that they should be driving naked.
Yes.
This is how you gotta do it. You know, your foot grips the pedal better, right?
Yeah.
You have leather seats. You wanna feel it.
You wanna feel it.
Yeah, all right. So, naked driver.
Yes.
Crashed. That's bad.
Yeah.
Into a daycare center.
Very bad.
Hit a tree. Nigga, you did. I thought once you crash into a daycare center, your vehicle isn't moving anymore, but apparently we gotta keep going.
Reverse, bitch.
Reverse B-word. All right. She's Britney. Fucking rolled her car.
Yes.
Why not? You hit a daycare center, you hit a tree.
I mean, if you roll your car when you're naked, it gives you the full leather seat experience.
No, it's like when you, When you put 2 M's on your butt cheeks and then you do cartwheels, so it goes, wow, mom, wow, mom.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
So she was wow momming.
Yes.
And
roller, and then had to be subdued by police with a stun gun. That's a hard left turn after everything else that's already happened.
Well, basically she said, I'm white. So, I don't have to stop. I can just go home. She just wanted to go home.
Going by her name, I highly doubt this woman is white. The suspect identified as Melina Churchill.
I would remind you our first lady's name is Melania.
Could be. Could be. Man, I think I lost that link where she was talking. But she basically articulates the same way as Trump does. Yeah, which is like, I'd love to see them having an argument.
I'm not dealing with that. I'm still pissed off. But like, she speaks like 5 languages. I'm like, 4 of them are variations of Russian. That doesn't count.
Yeah, that's like me. Like, okay, I've talked to a lot of different people. I've interacted with a lot of folks, learned a bunch of vernacular. So I could basically say, I speak country nigga, I speak New Yorker, I speak West Coast, and right. I speak Midwest.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's what it is. That's like saying, like, I speak AAVE, right? I speak white people English and I speak British people English. Nigga. Yeah. Nigga. They all the same language.
Yeah, you lot. Fucking.
Taking the piss again.
Some more things happen after that first sentence.
Of course there are. Why not?
Melina Churchill allegedly crashed into the Stay and Play Daycare Center in Putnam County. Of course, fucking Florida.
Meanwhile, in Florida.
At some point, we will have covered every fucking city and town in that goddamn state.
Didn't you see that New Year's shit? I don't remember if I sent it to you. The New Year's shit where it was like, these are the like top 25 clickbaitiest stories from Florida. And we ended up covering like 20 of them.
Nuh-uh.
On White Wednesday. And the other 5 we only passed on because it wasn't white on white crime.
Oh, And sometimes there are ones that are not white on white crime where I'm like, but I gotta do it. Like the one with the black dude, man. Black dude that he fucking obstructed traffic for like 20 minutes.
Oh, the waffle guy.
Yeah.
Or just, pancakes.
Yeah, pancakes.
Pancakes.
To eat pancakes in the middle of the road. And then what's really awesome is he left and no one knows who he is and he's never been arrested. That was the greatest Black Lives Matter protest ever. One guy, pancakes.
Hashtag,
fuck you.
Hashtag black excellence.
It's fucking great, man. And he had syrup and everything because, like, yeah. Some people snapped pictures of him and sent them to the news website. Let's see. All right. So the unfortunately named Becky Cox, owner of the business, told the station that she received a call from her alarm company notifying her that a burglary was in process. Mm. One of her employees who lives near the daycare center went to investigate. This is how white people die. Went to investigate and told Becky Cox, quote, the wall is gone.
Becky! The wall's gone.
The wall gone,
Becky.
Holy shit. After crashing into the daycare center, the driver hit a palm tree about 4 miles away and flipped the car.
Wait, 4 miles away?
She
nigga.
Just kept going.
This okay. is
the Energizer Becky. I'm telling you, that's how you sell batteries. Just show a fucking white woman doing stuff and be like, where does she get all that energy? Energizer. It's not always Starbucks, kids. Fucking. As the suspect exited the car, she was reportedly naked and had to be subdued with a stun gun. She was then, intubated?
Intubated?
The fuck is that
word?
She in
a coma?
I don't know that word.
That's when they put the shit down to make you breathe and shit? Like,
oh,
when you're in a coma?
Fuck. Okay, so she was intubated.
Oh, so they tried to fucking stun gun her to death.
Oh.
Okay.
It was, you know what? That was also in Florida where the cops tasered a white girl in the head and fucking killed her. Like, she went brain dead.
Didn't they give someone a heart attack, too?
I think that was North Florida. Yeah. Yeah, man. Fucking cops. Fucking Florida. To transport to a local hospital, the daycare center was closed Friday so workers could clean up the mess. The wall is gone. That's not a mess. That is a structural issue.
Not when you're in Florida.
No, actually, they probably put garbage bags up. I shit you not. I shit you not. They probably put garbage bags up.
Ouch.
Churchill faces multiple charges when she is released from the hospital. The article didn't say she's already out of there.
Right. I think it would have been better if they would have said if.
And there's a comment section under here, and someone just put laundry day. Father Buckers.
Well, you know.
And Theo Loco in the chat space about me not getting sick, he said William is a Jackson. Because Theo Loco is also... That's funny thing is, at birth, my last name was Washington. So yeah, like, I've had a lot of slave names.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
What is this? The best and the brightest, right?
The best and the brightest.
Again, like, this is just a reminder, folks, that if you apply to be a cop... and you take the IQ test and you score too high, uh-huh. It's legal. There's actually legal precedent from this at the Supreme Court level.
Yes.
I think maybe appellate court. I might be thinking appellate court.
I think it might have been a state Supreme Court.
Okay, state Supreme Court. But at that level, right, there's legal precedent that if you score too high on an IQ test when you want to be a cop, they can... say that they won't let you on for that reason.
Yes.
All right. So now let's get into this. everybody's having a good time.
Everybody is having a good time.
So you don't want to who wrote this article? Somebody's goofing around. It's on the Huffington Puffington Post by David Moy. We've read his shit. Because it's Huffington Post weird news. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I about to say we read his shit a lot. So David Moy has, on the Huffington Puffington Post, you don't want to toy around with tigers, which is why police in Peterhead, the unfortunately named Peterhead, Scotland, sprang into action Saturday night. It started with a local farmer, Bruce Grubb. Names. Bruce Grubb called the Northeast Police to report the presence of a large, fearsome cat with stripes on his farm. Said, quote, I got the fright of my life. Or we need Lisa Loco.
Yeah, we
here.
Need Lisa.
Yeah, that nigga's actually fucking Irish.
Scottish. Woo! Scottish.
Skyrish.
She's gonna fucking send us hate mail. Oh, shit. I just want a wee bit of haggis. Eat haggis. I'm fucking haggis. Fuck haggis.
Haggis. Pizza. Right. That's white people's chitlins, man. fucking haggis. That shit ain't food. Fucking. Said I got the fright of my life. The creature appeared to be crouched on a ramp in Mr. Grubb's barn. The officers immediately dispatched several vehicles, including an armed response team to the farm. Damn.
They was dying to use they SWAT team, though.
Yeah, shit. There's not enough white-on-white crime going on in Skyland.
Which is interesting, because I had a conversation with Lisa. She said that doctors from around the world go to Scotland to work in their hospitals because that's one of the few places left in the world where people routinely come in to the emergency room with stab wounds from swords.
Why?
White people, like...
With swords?
Swords.
Swords. All right. Let's see. So they, they dispatched, the police, contacted a nearby wildlife park to check and see if the tiger might have escaped. All right. Now, there was a 45-minute standoff before the officers realized the tiger in question was a giant stuffed animal.
Okay, but for 45 minutes, they didn't notice this fucker not breathing.
Or moving at all.
Not even a tail twitch, an eye blink.
You know, move its head a little bit. Yeah, eye blink. Like, what the nothing? They're just like, oh, man. This motherfucker is really good at staring contests. Like, what the fuck, man? Fucking goofballs. Not smart. Here is a quote from Scooby-Doop-Doop-Bop-Doop from one of the officers. They said, Our ultimate aim is to protect the public and keep our officers safe when faced with uncertain situations. Until you know exactly what you are dealing with, every option has to be considered. We appreciate that it was a false call made with genuine good intent. End quote. And this is not like American Stories where they put the person's name. That's what I was looking for. I was like, this is a quote by. And I was like, oh, fuck, there's no name.
Yeah, because nobody wanted to admit that their subordinates couldn't tell the difference between a fucking toy and a real-ass tiger.
What? Nah, that ain't it.
Okay.
That ain't it.
Uh-huh.
All right, and then a little bit of good cop news.
Yes.
For all of yous.
Yes.
Jews.
Yes. Which, damn, I should have put that French story in there.
A 19-year-old woman forever changed after she says a traffic stop turned horrific.
It's very sad that it's police officers that did this. I don't know. They're supposed to protect and serve, right?
Anna is present at Brooklyn Supreme Court to face the former NYPD officers, 37-year-old Eddie Martins and 32-year-old Richard Hall, who she says brutally took turns raping her after she was taken into custody for possession of drugs September 15th. Anna stopped to speak to us before heading inside past chanting supporters to face the men accused of assaulting her and then dropping her off blocks away from the 60th precinct.
I really appreciate the support. Just imagine it was your child.
Prosecutors say DNA evidence collected from the victim at Maimonides Hospital connected Officer Martins and Hall to the crime. They were indicted on nearly 50 charges, including kidnapping and rape. The defense argues that DNA evidence can't prove what happened inside that NYPD van wasn't consensual. Anna's lawyer is concerned the prosecution may motion to use social media photos to discredit the victim.
They have no defense to this case, so they're trying to attack and shame her and destroy her character, destroy her reputation.
Both officers Martins and Hall quit their jobs with the department before facing an NYPD departmental hearing that could have resulted in their firing. The defense did not speak to the press today. The next court date is April 5th. Anna says she will be present then and for every court date thereafter. At Brooklyn Supreme Court, Magdalene Adaris, CBS 2 News.
And tonight, the suspects remain free on bail. The victim's attorney has filed a notice of claim with the city controller's office asking for $50 million in debt.
All right. Good cops, normal cops, just like every other cop. Keep in mind, because like when we talk about all these the police murders, those matter, those are relevant. Mm-hmm. But these cop rape stories go way the fuck beyond a Daniel Holtzclaw.
Right.
Way more. Like, these stories happen all the motherfuck time and should get boosted as much as we can. We do what we can with WineCellarMedia.com, but fucking, we don't have corporate backing. Right. So fucking, that's why we work for you, the people, because like we assume you, the people, are interested in knowing that these fucking stories are happening all the motherfuck time. Again, there's multiple news stories of these every fucking day. Mm-hmm. Tally Loco pointed out, going back to the previous story, that a stuffed animal gets more consideration than some colored fellers.
Yeah.
Yep, them old Negro boys on down there. Yep, Negros and corn dogs, man. That's all I gotta tell you. Negros and corn dogs.
Okay. But, and then, of course, when I was doing the the headline, the story that we just covered, this video, she may not be able to actually prove that it was rape because New York is one of the, I think it was, what, 32?
35.
35 states that says that you can consensually have sex while being detained by police, which is, what is the term I'm looking for, like an oxymoron? That you're detained in handcuffs. I don't think that's the place where consent is going to happen.
No.
No.
No, goddamn not. And, yep, murder rapist cops. That's what they are, man. It's like, and you know, you see those people that are always like they're like, nah, give, or like, they're like, my friend is a cop, you know, and, and we hang out and that's my friend, therefore I know that's a good cop. Well, I bet these two guys had friends. And I bet you their friends went in social media and said, hey, my friend Martin is a good cop.
Yeah. Well, I think I look at these and I'm in my head, I'm like, okay, but how many times did, you know, we all like watching a movie together and it had a rape scene and your cop friend thought it was funny? Or like, how many times did somebody tell a rape joke or a domestic violence joke and your cop friend was laughing? You know, that's what I would like to know. And don't tell me how good of a guy he is. Tell me how many times he laughs when somebody tells rape jokes or when somebody tells, you know, domestic violence jokes, when somebody tells, you know, jokes about brutalizing the public. That's what I want to know.
You know what? Don't tell me because you're going to lie. Yeah. I would just like to set up a candid cop camera.
Yeah. Well, that actually happened. Do you remember that show? I think it was called What Would You Do? Do you remember that show?
I never watched it, but I saw like two or three clips online.
Right. So it was like one of those hidden camera shows, and they would put people in social situations where there were two actors playing out some sort of scene just to see how the general public would react. And one of the situations was a girl in a bar. She wasn't actually drunk. She was an actor, but she was pretending to be drunk. And this guy who was with her was also an actor, was trying to get her drunk so he could take her home. And there were two cops in the bar. And instead of telling her, you need to slow down or you need to go home or let me get you a cab, they were laughing at her because they're like, ha, literally said, she's going to wake up fucked. Literally fucked.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's your protect and serve. You know, like they're laughing at somebody who in this situation, because they don't know their actors, is going to end up being raped. And they thought it was funny.
And Fallon Loco, Fallon Matthew of FallonKitty.com said, and you see it with police women too. If I remember right, one of the police woman rapist cop stories, it was out of the UK. And I think it was somebody who was a rape victim that she was transporting. And she took her to a McDonald's bathroom while on the way and raped her in that McDonald's bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we covered that. Or even, I think I mentioned the female officer who was at Slutwalk.
Who's a rapist, too?
Oh, she was like, well, all these women, something. Because, you know, during Slutwalk, they had, like, they're at the march, and, you know, they have the signs, and they're doing the slogans. And there were police who were directing traffic, and people were mad, obviously, because traffic was being held up. And this female officer was like, well, I can't stop anything. I have to direct traffic. But, you know, there are a bunch of sluts who were asking for it anyway. This many women couldn't have been raped unless they did something to deserve it. At a traffic stop, literally in front of a bunch of rape victims, said, I don't believe you. If all of you were raped, I can't believe it. Some of you must have done something to deserve it. But yeah, go report to police because you can trust them. They're the good guys.
Yeah. All right. And that's the one that's going to be a dare cop talking to fucking children.
Of course.
I don't want that fucking animal anywhere near children.
Ugh, none of them should be anywhere near children, quite frankly.
That shouldn't be near. They should be murdered. Oh, well, not murdered. No, it's self-defense.
It is self-defense.
Because they are armed.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, because I have so many stories from people I actually know. Like, I have so many stories.
Yeah. I mean, according to Stand Your Ground laws, when black people see cops, it's logical to shoot them in the fucking face.
I mean, I prefer to think of it as a speaking feminine only language they've made it clear they understand.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you should have learned to use your words instead of shooting people all the fucking time and we could have had a conversation.
Yeah, it's like a hyper-aggressive Morse code.
Oh, man.
All right. So, wait a second. So, you know what? We want to close out with this. I think this is it. What the fuck?
Which
Cops
one?
Catch Park Packed it. This cryptocurrency. Do you know about this? Do you want to make this the closer?
I just read like the headline in like two sentences.
I don't know shiggy biggy about that.
It was really just one of those cryptocurrency companies that was like a scam company and just took a bunch of people's American dollars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why people keep doing that Bitcoin and all that shit. Like, somebody can steal that shit easy. All right, you know what? Let's just get to this coon. Yeah, we'll close it out with this coon. This is on MTO News. Wait, MTO Media Takeout. Okay, so
yeah.
I'm just going to acknowledge that Media Takeout is a heavy misogynoir outlet.
Yes.
Like, this is a very, like, I think they were like pro Bill Cosby and all that shit.
Of course they were.
So, like, I wish this was coming off of a different outlet. But this is just where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I didn't know there was video with this.
I didn't either.
All right, so there's a new $200 relationship course that claims it can teach any black woman to get a white man.
Yes. That's the goal of every black woman, is to end up with a white man. Everybody knows this.
So, yeah. Damn it, I'm going to have to zoom in because my eyes ain't, I got the glaucomers.
Yes.
Now, let's see. It looks like they just have a bunch of bullet points, man, because it's fucking media takeout.
Yeah.
So, February 6, 2018, a self-proclaimed interracial dating expert named... Oh, this is Crystal and Karazin.
Oh, you know who this is?
Yeah.
I don't know who this is. I've never heard of her before.
Oh, yeah. She's a very anti-black coon. Like she said, like, she has actually argued that when black people talk about white supremacy, they make white people more attractive because they're talking about how supreme they are. Yeah, that's the first thing I ever heard her say.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit, and it wasn't the flu.
Yeah, Crystal and Karazin is fucking gross. And then she got fucking clowned. Like, she played herself out because, like, she had some white dude that claimed to like black women on her program.
Uh-huh.
And then he just basically came out and clowned. He was just like, no, actually, I fucking don't. Might use you and waste you, but fucking, I don't fucking like you.
Oh.
Yeah, and then she came back and did some crying ass apology video. It was a whole fucking thing, man. But then, you know, like, the problem is most of the people that cover Crystal and Karazin are these fucking... Mm-hmm. Tariq Nasheed niggas. So, Crystal and Karazin claims that the class will teach black women to let the black community go and be more feminine so they can attract men of all races. And she's calling it the pink pill. And it has nothing to do with Nicki Minaj.
No, it does not have anything to do with Nicki Minaj. And of course, that's interesting because I just googled her name because I've never heard of her before. The first thing that comes up is her... Tommy Sotomayor and Tariq Nasheed.
Yeah.
And Boyce Watkins.
Yeah, see, so it's them niggas that mostly cover what she does because they just want to be mad at black women in general. But, like, I don't like this nigga because this nigga's a fucking coon myself.
Mm.
So there's a bullet point deal. It says, here's the class curriculum that is posted beneath the description. Why do we need the pink pill? Cultural barriers that keep us losing. Winners have a strategy. Study your opponent. Dealing with conflict, the long game. What does it mean to be classy? Class. Compare and contrast. Case study. From fat to fit, you must develop a new mindset. Femininity rituals. Prepare to be fabulous. Where to attract higher caliber men, conversation, how to work a room, social media is your reflection, clean it up, black girl traveling, using traveling to upgrade yourself, building a legacy for your children, love life after mid 40, and the 30-day mental detox and workbook.
I gotta say, apparently even though she's a coon, almost everything on here, with the exception of intentionally trying to find a white spouse, sounds a lot like, what's her name? The wife school?
Ro-El Cutno.
It sounds a lot like that of, you have to be feminine. If you act like a black woman, you will never be feminine enough to be wifed up because nobody thinks that black women can be feminine.
Yeah.
Like, the misogynoir is fucking powerful here.
While Ro-El is on some bullshit, Ro-El is saying black people get with black people.
You know. Is she?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Ro-El's very strict and specific about it being all black. You know. And in all irony, a light-skinned nigga doing that.
I'm not surprised.
Huh. Like, light-skinned niggas love blackness, man. Swear to fuck. All right, so that's going on. I don't think I'll be following up much on it because I don't really comment on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think the thing that struck me about this was that it was the same, because it's not just her, it's the same thing, whether it's like a male Christian preacher, whether it's Roe, whether it's whoever, the same underlying message is that black women stay losing because black women by default cannot be feminine unless they change something about themselves. And I think that there's, intentionally or not, a lot of internalized blackness there that's saying a black woman being a black woman somehow is not feminine enough. Because like when a Latina does it, she's sassy.
Internalized, right? Anti-blackness?
Yeah.
You said internalized blackness.
Oh, I really meant misogynoir. Internalized misogynoir. Check me out. But I think it's saying, because like when a Latina is like being seen as being standing
it's
up for
spicy.
Herself, it's spicy, it's sassy, right? When a white woman does it, she's a leader. I'm with her. Huh. Bitches get things done.
What are some other ones? I don't know. Samoan woman, she's tough.
She's tough. If an Asian woman is standing up for herself, that is, a specific thing within Asian culture of, you know, she's defending herself or she's, you know, being proud of her heritage or, you know, shit like, you know, because I've seen people like, oh, you know, she's Japanese and she's standing up for herself. Those people had samurais, that she's, you know, samurai culture, like shit like that. It's like everyone can stand up for themselves except for black women. And as soon as black women do, it's like, well, you're not being feminine enough. And oftentimes what they conflate is femininity and being a doormat. There's not a lot of distinction between the two. And I've seen that coming from the church. I've seen that coming from various black Muslim spaces. I've seen that with the fucking, with Roe. I'm seeing this here, is that a black woman who has standards and wants to live as she lives is somehow flawed because it's never as feminine as a white woman or as feminine as what we see femininity is. And, you know, especially the darker a black woman is, it's even less and less and less feminine as we go down, you know, the shade spectrum. And I'm really bothered by that notion. It bothers me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. WineCellarMedia.com. Theo Fallon Loco said, Tiger Moms.
Yes, Tiger Moms. Yes.
And Theo Loco said, How to Catch Jungle Fever, SMDH. I got to tell you, a couple of months ago, I got Jungle Fever on DVD because, you know, I was like, oh man, this is a movie that my mother showed me when I was a child, and it has a very good scene in that film where they're discussing colorism. Mm-hmm. It's a really good scene in that film. And but like I'm watching it as an adult and it's hard to watch.
It is hard to watch
Wesley Snipes interact with that fucking Becky. But then what's even harder is, you know how Spike Lee has long ass movie openers.
Yeah.
I was like, I had like 2 days off in a row. I was like, I'm gonna chill out and watch the fuck out of this movie and I'm gonna watch the whole thing. And in the beginning, you're listening to Stevie Wonder's song Jungle Fever. That song is so gross. I challenge you to listen to Stevie Wonder's song Jungle Fever.
Ew.
Yeah.
And of course, just something else that, as a sort of side note, you know, people complain about like the emasculation of the black male. He has to be feminine to get roles in Hollywood. And of course, people point to like Wesley Snipes when his, what the fuck was it? Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Yeah.
Because he had to wear a dress. A brother always has to wear a dress. How come these whole type ass niggas ain't talking about shit? He had to have a role where he was having sex with a white woman and cheating on his black wife.
Oh, man. And you know what? Like, I kind of want to drop that movie in an editing program where he goes to his wife's job with flowers trying to apologize. And she's like, fuck you. Get the fuck out of my job. Get the fuck out of my business. And I want to have the credits roll right there. As he's leaving.
Nice. Well, you need to splice that with, what was it, Waiting to Exhale? When he was cheating on his wife and he was like, why would it be better if she was black? And she's like, be better if you were, nigga!
Oh, yeah. Would it be better if she was black? It'd be better if you were black. And then when she went to his job and laid the hands upon thee.
Laid hands upon thee, yes.
The holy anointing oil.
Whew.
Oh, man. Pentecostal kids know what's up. Shit. So I think that's about that. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William. Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. All right. I want to say have a good one.
Yeah, have a good one. Send prayers, send brandy, send tea.
Send prayer, send brandy, send tea. Don't send no wax shit at me. And fuck T-R-U-M-P. Donald Trump ain't fucking with a G. Get laid the hell out, fucking New York boy. I'm West Coast nigga, I ain't sweet like I'm a joy. Hold up, that might be homophobic, but these niggas don't know this. And I gotta introduce a new character, the no homophobe. Nigga, now you know them flows. You got the academic ruler. The police will sue ya. They'll fucking take you in a van and screw ya. They'll rape ya, and then they'll say it was consent. You might give it up for Lent. Niggas can't afford to pay rent. It costs too damn much. Nigga, where the hell we get sent? Phoenix has a black doll that looks like her. MCs get stepped up to the mic, they see a blur. They lay down in a hearse, get removed, taken out, faded. Nigga, don't try to say shit. I'm not the one you can play with. Northwest in the flesh, yo, my style ain't basic. It's very complicated. So when you hear me get on the microphone, you feel yourself get elated. So get yourself situated, but don't fucking have a conversation with those who are faded, because they can't feel pain. So this just beat the shit out of you till your brain falls out of your skull and then rolls across the concrete into a hole. All right,
nigga.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. WineCellarMedia.com.
Have a good night, guys.
Skippy flippy dippy.
Jesus Christ, I sound like fucking Cruella de Vil. Get those puppies!